Going back to the text that was read for us, we go back once again to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. It reads to us, by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is peace. There's a story about a four-year-old and a six-year-old, two brothers who presented their mother with a houseplant. They had used their own money that they had received through allowances and saved up to buy this houseplant for their mother, and when they gave it to her, she was thrilled. But she looked at it kind of strangely, and the older one said with a sad face, there was a bouquet at the flower shop that we wanted to give you. It was real pretty, but it was too expensive. It had a ribbon on it that said, rest in peace. And we thought it was would be just perfect for you, since you are always asking for a little peace so you can rest. That's a humorous way of looking at things, but in reality, that's the way it is for most people, is it not? That we can't seem to find peace no matter where we go. We spend our lives being busy by all the things that we have to encounter every day. We are dealing with work. We're dealing with trying to get our families together and straighten out before they leave the house. We deal with friends and loved ones and other people that we get together with. And if we look at all that in conjunction with what's going on within the world, how we see what's going on with our government, how we see what's going on in our particular communities, as we see what's going on even with African-American people, as we find out that people are getting called on just for selling lemonade, just for in a park, just walking down the street, we find out how is it that we can find some type of peace in this world today. So how is it that we may arrive at peace as we go forth into the world? But I think in this whole situation, Jesus may have the answer for us today. So just like Ms. Tony Parker just asked us a few minutes ago, maybe we need to figure out exactly what peace is. Because you need to understand what peace is before we even move any further in the sermon for today. There's a couple of things I could tell you about peace. In the Old Testament, the word for peace was shalom. And shalom means completeness, soundness, and the well-being of the total person. So in the Old Testament, when they talked about shalom, they talked about that everybody is complete, that you are whole, that you are good just as you are, that God has made you in God's own image, and you are all right. That's what peace is. Peace is knowing who you are and whose you are within the world. But yet, as we go to the New Testament, the word is called irene, and it's inner tranquility and the poise of the Christian whose trust is in God through Christ. So as we see here, peace, number one, is knowing God through Jesus Christ. And it's also having that inner tranquility and poise. That means that there is nothing that can shake you if you know Jesus, no matter what's happening to you and your circumstances. And see, peace is also for us the presence of God. We find out here in the book of John that when Jesus was speaking to his disciples in John chapter 14, he tells them in verse 27, peace I leave you with, my peace I give you. Peace is the presence of God. It is an inner sense of contentment and quietness, regardless of the circumstances. Speaking of Montreat, they told you just a few minutes ago that on free afternoon, Wednesday, a week and a half ago, we went tubing. Now, for those of you who have never been tubing, I do recommend that you do go. Now, we did this with Wake Forest Presbyterian Church. Now, last year, Davy Street and Wake Forest, what we did is we went a few miles down the street and we went to what was called Catawba Falls, which means you had to hike up this high mountain, and at the top there was these beautiful waterfalls, and the kids can get in it. It was very shallow water. We took pictures, and some of you may have seen it on Facebook. But this year, the back home leader from Wake Forest, Janet, said, I don't want our kids to go tubing this year. I'm sorry, I don't want up the mountain. I don't want y'all to go up the mountain to the Catawba Falls this year because while we were there, we were also scared because when we were at the falls, there was even a higher fall, a higher level you can go. And we were yelling at the kids, y'all need to come down. And let me tell you, the rocks were very slippery. All somebody had to do was slip, and they were falling a long way. And we didn't want any casualties. So she said, let's this year go tubing. Now, I've never been tubing. Now, luckily, the water was only about waist deep. In some places, it was like chest deep. I said, okay, well, I could do that. I told the kids, let's go. And at first, they were, oh, I don't know, Reverend Wade. I don't know if we ought to go or not. But then they finally, all of us went. Now, the ones that stayed behind were Shay and Aaliyah and my wife.
We had peace.
They had peace elsewhere. So what had happened was we were going, and I got this message that St. James Presbyterian Church and the preacher, C.C., my friend, for the last 30-some-odd years, Reverend C.C. Armstrong, wanted to take her group from St. James Presbyterian Church in Charleston. So there was a van full of us trying to make our way 30 minutes into South Asheville to meet up with Wake Forest. And when we got there, we got in the water and the tubes. And the tubes were huge. But as we were out there, everybody else had went ahead, and I was with myself as well as with Janet and Mandy, who were the two back home leaders from Wake Forest. And we were out there in the midst of the water. And it was beautiful. And we kept talking about how beautiful and peaceful it is out here. And all throughout that, we would talk about our voices and God's voice and silence voices. And we talked about the turmoil of what's going on when people don't use their voice. But out there in the midst of all these other things that are happening, not to mention what was even going on within the news, which I can't remember what was going on that particular week, we kept saying how beautiful it was, how peaceful it is. And we wish that we could stay there for a long time. Have you ever been in that situation, in the midst of everything that is going on within the world, you could find some type of peace and you don't want to go nowhere? You don't want to leave your house. You don't want to answer your phone. You don't want to pick up your cell phone. You don't want anybody to bother you because you just want some peace and some quiet. And what it is that peace is also having confidence in God. See, peace is having confidence that when something happens to you, that God is going to be there for you. See, we find out even within the scriptures when the disciples were in the boat and they're with Jesus, Jesus down asleep at the bottom of the boat. When the storm had been raging and they didn't know exactly what to do, they went down, Jesus, do you not care that we are perishing down here? See, there are many of us who find ourselves in a situation which we are perishing. We are trying to stay afloat. We're trying to dog paddle, but the waters of life overcome us. And we get a little water in our mouth, and you start to swallow that water, and you start getting nervous of what's going on. Many of us can't find any peace. Many of us find our situations where there's anything but peace. Many of us find ourselves in times of discord, where we don't get along with our mate or our loved ones. Many of us find that it's hard when you have to make a decision about whether you're going to eat or take your medicine. Many of us here are not at peace when we find that the doctor gives us a diagnosis that we don't necessarily care for or something that will slow us down. We find out that there is no peace when you don't have any money to eat or to pay your bills. We find out that there is no peace when your friend who used to be your friend stabs you in the back and talks about you in front of your face. We find out that there is no peace when we still see African Americans and people of color still subjugated to racism and all the other classism and isms in the world. We still find out that there is no peace when we find out that our kids can't even go to school and get the same type of basic education as everybody else, their own right. We still find out that there is no peace when the systems that we live in are still the same systems that keep us down. We still find out that there is no peace, even among us as African Americans, because we either have to make a decision whether we're going to stay together and not be crabs in a bucket. We still find out that people are looking for peace. But see, there is no peace apart from God, because God, through Jesus Christ, is peace. Peace is what everybody is looking for. But see, peace is so elusive. We talk about, can't we just all get along like Rodney King said back in the day? But we can't get along. In one Peanuts cartoon, Lucy says to Charlie Brown, I hate everything. I hate everybody. I hate the whole wide world. And Charlie Brown says to her, but I thought you had inner peace. And Lucy replies, I do have inner peace, but I still have outer obnoxiousness. And that's the way that we carry ourselves within the world. We think we have it, but let a situation happen to us, and we no longer have it anymore. Or maybe we never had it in the first place. Brothers and sisters, we find out that we try to find peace on our own. But peace that we try to find is not the same peace that in which Christ can give us. See, we try to buy the latest thing on the market that gives us peace, do we not? Many of us will be in line for the next version of the iPhone or the next version of the Android. Some of us are still looking for the next edition of the Honda or the Buick. Some of us are still looking for the next watch or the newest pair of shoes. Some of us are still looking for the next appliance within our lives, and maybe that will give us some peace and make us happy. That won't bring you any peace. But maybe some of us also are trying to find peace through a new relationship. You see, there are some people who don't like to be alone, and God did not create us to be alone. Is that correct? But yet instead of trying to find the one for us, we're trying to find everybody else who will fit the bill. And then we have no peace when those things go wrong. Or maybe we try to find the peace in our jobs and the positions. Maybe we're tired of working where we are and we try to get a little bit of something more. We get a promotion or something, and maybe we find out maybe being a supervisor or maybe getting a little bit more money with a little bit more responsibility will give us some peace. How's that working out for you? Brothers and sisters, we find that only God in Christ gives us peace. You see, the one who has come for us is the great peacemaker. It was said of him in the Old Testament that he is coming and he is the Prince of Peace. Brothers and sisters, we find out that the world gives us a peace, but that peace is shallow and that peace is temporary. The peace that the world gives us will only satisfy us for a little while, but that peace will eventually go away. The peace that the world gives us tells us you'll be okay just for a season, but the next season, I don't know what to do with you. The peace that we find out that the world gives us may be a false peace, a false sense of security, but when everything else goes wrong, then you have to find another thing that will satisfy the peace and desires within your hearts and your minds. But see, when we find that peace in Christ, finally we can relax. There was a young man who was eager to grow within his Christian life, and he got a piece of paper and he made a list of all the things that he would do for God. He wrote down all the things that he would give up, the places that he would go and minister, and the areas of ministry that he would enter. And he was very excited about what he was doing as he wrote all this stuff down. And he took that list to church and put it on the altar. He thought he would feel joy when he did this, but instead he felt very empty. So he went home and started adding more to his list. He wrote down more things that he would do and he wouldn't do. He took the longer list and put it on the altar, but still didn't feel any joy. So then finally he went to a wise old pastor. And he told the pastor his situation, and he asked him for help. And the pastor said, I want you to take a blank sheet of paper, sign your name at the bottom, and put that on the altar. The young man did, and peace came to his heart. You see, in order for us here to find peace, we want to add a whole list of things. We want to put material things, personal things, family things, work things, and think that makes us happy. But all those things will not last. It's only what you do for Christ that will last in our lives. Brothers and sisters, today we have to be able to find that peace. We have to be able to find that joy. We have to be able to find that contentment. We have to be able to find that motivation in God. So how do we find peace? If we know what peace is, and we know that we're seeking for peace, there ought to be something that we can look for within our lives. In order to have peace, you have to have peace within yourself. There are many people who are living out there today who don't have peace within themselves. There are many people who are out there today who don't know themselves. There are many people out there who have not discovered who they are, and they'll let everybody else tell them who they think they are, and they're chasing after what everybody else is telling them to do. In order for us to have peace within ourselves, we have to take time out to know God. You have to be able to pray and to study and to read that Bible that was given to you a long time ago when you were a child on the shelf and take it off and dust it off. You have to be able to spend some time with Jesus and to really know Jesus. See, if you're in a relationship, you can't be in one unless you know somebody. You spend time with them, don't you? Do you not? And then they're your only joy. What happened to Byron? Well, I don't know. He off with this girl someplace. I don't know. I don't see him no more. You used to hear it all the time. You're building a relationship with somebody. And if we want to have peace in our lives, you need to be able to build a relationship with God. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, you'll never find any peace and you'll never know about yourself. You'll never know how God has created and made you in God's image and the purpose that God has for you in your life. So you have to be able, first of all, to take time out and know God and know who God is. And look, and know who God isn't. There's a difference between knowing who God is and God, who isn't. And we have to be able, brothers and sisters, to quiet our hearts and our minds. See, the world talks to us. It's like a Doritos commercial. Ever seen that Doritos commercial? There is the devil on one side and a little angel on the other side. And you hear these voices all the time. And a lot of times we listen to one more than the other. And the more I'm talking about is the one that we should not be listening to. See, we can't quiet our minds when all we do is have the TV on or we're looking at the internet all the time. We can't quiet our minds when other people are talking to us. We can't quiet our minds when we're sitting here playing on our mobile phones. We can't quiet our minds and our voices when everybody else is telling us who we are and what we're all about. We learned something very important last week, a week before we were at Montreat. And as you heard, the theme was lift every voice. But there are sometimes, in order to have a relationship with God, you got to quiet your own voice and let God's voice speak into your life. You see, they say that when the student is ready, the teacher will come. But we spend so much time wanting to be the teacher that we don't know any difference. And we have to be able, brothers and sisters, to trust in God. Many of us, including myself, have been through some trials in your life. You've been through some things. Some things people know, some things people don't know. But I do know this. If you continue to put your hand in God's hands, it may not be now. It may not be a week from now. It may not be a month from now. It may not be a year from now, but I do know that everything's going to be all right. I do know if you put your trust in God, God will lead you and guide you through the pain. God will continue to fill in the gap during the separation. God will continue to walk with you even in the difficult times, and know that if you put your trust in God, that God eventually brings peace within our lives. Because we have had that opportunity to build a relationship with God, to walk with God, to study God, to know God as much as we possibly can, because we don't know everything about God. God's ways are much greater than our own. But yet, brothers and sisters, we can have that peace within ourselves. And not only do we have that peace within ourselves, we should have that peace with others. You think finding peace within yourself is hard? Try dealing with other people. Trying to deal with people who come from different ways, in different places, who have different experiences and different outlooks of life. What it comes down to, we're talking about having peace, you have to learn how to get along with each other. You see, there are many, many churches that are across the nation today. Some you walk into, everything's all right. Some you walk into and walk right back out. Because the people don't have a relationship with God. And they don't have a relationship with each other. How can you invite somebody to your church and tell them to come and join us? Well, you can't even love the one who you sit next to in the pew and have a disagreement. People are rough, aren't they? People will do you wrong. But none of us are perfect. All of us are sinners, fallen short of the glory of God. But it is only through God's grace and mercy that we are able to live and to breathe and have our being. It is this God, even in the midst of our brokenness, even in the midst of our sinfulness, that brings us peace. Because it is the person of Jesus Christ that allows us to understand that we are still supposed to get along with each other. Even when we find out in this day and time when people are broken politically and socially and economically, we still have a hope that there is a God who still brings us together and can still bring peace into this world in which we are living in today. So you have to get along with each other. You need to hug somebody. You need to walk with somebody. And not walk with them, walk in their shoes to understand what's going on with them. See, you complain when you didn't have any shoes, but when I saw somebody who didn't have a foot, it's a whole different situation. That's where peace comes. When we have a chance to walk with one another as we go out there within the world. And yet, all together, we were called to be a peaceable witness within the world. For Jesus told the people on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." If we're able to be peacemakers, if we know what we've been through and how God has brought us through and God has given us peace, we ought to be able to show that to one another as we're out there within the world. People are not looking for the next and best greatest thing. People are not looking for the apartments in downtown Raleigh. People are not looking for the greatest and grandest church. People are not looking for the job positions and titles and the money that comes with that. People are not looking for the relationship that will make them happy. People are looking for peace. People today are looking for peace. And if people are looking for peace, should not those of us who follow Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, be the examples of peace within the world? Should we not show peace and love to one another? Norman Vincent Peale once told a story of a meeting that he had with a man who handed him a business card. And this is what the business card had on the back. It said, quote, "Keep your heart free from hate, your mind from worry. Live simply, expect little, give much. Fill your heart with love, scatter sunshine. Forget self, think of others as, and do as you would have been done for others. Try it for 1 week. You'll be surprised." That man knew the peace of God. He knew the secret of having a relationship with Jesus Christ. In the midst of everything that is happening in the world, if we're able to do those things, we'll have peace. In the midst of the storm, you'll have peace. In the midst of a bad relationship, you'll have peace. In the midst of an argument, you'll have peace. In the midst of all the isms that we have, you'll have peace. In the midst of lifting up our voices, we'll have peace. Brothers and sisters, the fruit of the Spirit is peace. If you're looking for it, it's in Christ. If you're not looking for it, it's still in Christ. But no matter what peace is or what peace looks like to you, may we practice it, may we know it, and may we live it this day and forevermore. Amen.